Hello, everybody. This is Sharon Lacerra, the owner of Why Are So Many People Broken? I'm making this recording today because there's a lot of things going on in this world that is not right. For starters, we have people that are killing each other. We have riots going on in other places. We have natural catastrophes going on. We have authorities that we're supposed to respect hurting or murdering others. We talk about the Middle East and we say how bad it is over there, and most of us probably wouldn't travel there, including me. But when you really think about it, how much different are we than them? I mean, no matter what town or city you're in, there's a murder, right? There's riots, there's gangs. And what makes most of this is people not feeling good about themselves or having low self-esteem. Just in general, feeling really bad about themselves. And the only way that they know how to cope is by doing the wrong thing. As a child, you're taught social emotional skills. Well, imagine being taught the wrong social emotional skills, or not even being taught but witnessing firsthand. For example, if you're a child and your parents are gang member, or maybe your cousins or brothers or sisters, what are you going to do? Most likely you're going to follow a gang. It's not all the time, but most likely, because this is what you grew up with, this is what you see. When you hear how corrupt the world is, how can you put in place a zero tolerance program in school systems, not follow through with it, and for the child who's being bullied, not retaliate? Eventually you're going to snap. That's anybody. When you think about what goes on in the school systems, for example, people grow up all the time, and some people are able to get through a school year without being bullied, or at least without having any consequences. And then there are other kids who just want to go to school. They already have a rotten home life. They go to school and then they get tormented in school. And sometimes, believe it or not, even by the teacher. I'm going to give you an example. When I used to work in special education, I remember sitting in a classroom one day, and there was a kid and he had problems. He had some behavioral problems. Now, he had medication that he was supposed to be given, and the mother usually forgot to give it to him or ran out. The school tried to put in place something so that the school could give it to them, and then she stopped giving it to the school. Anyway, on top of that, one day I'm sitting down. Now, how is a child that's having problems where he needs medication supposed to act? He probably goes to school. Who knows what he deals with at home, right? Anyway, that particular day I'm sitting down, and he actually turned around and said to me, this is a 13-year-old, he said, "Why do you talk to me?" I said, "Why wouldn't I talk to you?" He goes, "None of the other teachers like me. They think I'm a problem." Can you imagine? Imagine now, your home life probably horrible because obviously the parent is neglecting somewhere. And then going to school and having the same reaction. How would you feel? That's just one example out of many. It's the same thing with gangs. You know, these kids, you know, maybe not all of them have a bad home life. You know, some families really try hard to keep their kids in place. But you know what? Those same families are struggling, working 2-3 jobs. They can't be home because they got to work just to put food on the table. I've also witnessed this firsthand. And then even though you try your best to have a good kid, and I'm not saying that gang members are bad. I won't say it at all. Because again, I've witnessed these situations over and over and over again, and I know them personally. And I can honestly tell you These kids didn't come into this world thinking that they were going to commit crimes that they commit. They don't have a family at home because their family's struggling. They see their mother, who's a single parent, working all the time. They don't know what to do. They want to help their mother, and this is the only way they know how. Once you get involved in something like that, it's really hard to break away. And that's when trouble starts to stir. Same thing with drugs. Look at what happens with drugs. You know, a child, you know, growing up as a teenager, I've done it too. You know, smoked a couple of joints. Maybe some kids put pot pills, then turn around and they also do like whatever those other drugs are, cocaine, heroin. These are kids that come from prominent families, by the way. You would think that that would never happen. Here's where the problem lies. It's okay to try stuff. Everybody does. You learn. You live and learn, right? Say, like, for example, if somebody said, don't try that, it's disgusting, right? Most of us would probably try it. Just to say, ew, that is gross. You know what I mean? Anyway. So these kids who have addictive personalities, you know, and they don't even know it, obviously, what happens? They become addicted. Once you become addicted, it's very hard to stop something like that. Also, going with the addiction, what people don't realize, it's a disease. It's the same thing as if you were told one day when you went to the hospital you have sugar diabetes. Now, I don't know about you, but that wouldn't make me too happy because I'm one of those people who eat what I want to eat. And I would have a very hard time at this point in time in my life to actually find a way to stop that. Now, I'm not saying don't eat healthy, but it's a totally different diet once you're diagnosed with something like that. And it's not easy to try to break away. Well, how do you think an addiction is? Somebody who has a drug addiction, alcohol addiction, maybe gambling addiction, I don't know. Addiction's addiction, it doesn't matter. It could be washing the house all day long. It is what it is. And it's a disease that's very hard to break. And a lot of people look down on people like that, but you really shouldn't. And here's the other thing people don't realize. You never know when it's going to strike your home. The one thing that I can leave with today is, you know, we're always focusing on, oh, look what that person does. Oh, look how that person looks. Oh, that person acts like this. Blah, blah, blah. Why can't we focus on ourselves? And then after that, why can't we try to spread a little peace? Because that's what this world needs. It needs peace. It doesn't need no more violence. It doesn't need any more corruption. Anywhere, on any level, government all the way down. It has to stop somewhere. And on that note, while we're thinking about peace, don't forget about the environment. Another important factor that everybody should think about. Because right now, even though a lot of people don't, you know, listen to what's going on, and I understand it, they put their head in the sand and they don't want to hear another bad thing. Because God knows every time you turn on the news, that's all you're going to hear is something bad. There isn't many good things. But we have to focus on the environment. It really needs our help. And I promise you, once you start meditating, that means focus on your breath. I don't care if it's 1-2 minutes, just do it. Once you start keying into the environment and listening, we can make a big stand. We can change a lot of things. And I can promise this. Anyway, I know that I'm going to start doing exactly what I just said. I hope you'll do the same. This is Cheryl Nassar again from podcast owner, Why Are So Many People Broken? Have a great day.